This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden said there will be a Western military response if Russia uses chemical weapons in Ukraine. Responding to a reporter's question, Biden said whether or not you're asking whether NATO would cross into Ukraine to confront Russian forces, we'd make that decision at the time. The U.S. president said at the headquarters of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO, that Russia should be removed from the group of 20 major economies and that Ukraine would be allowed to attend the G20 meetings. Biden also announced more humanitarian assistance for Ukraine.
I'm announcing the United States is prepared to commit more than $1 billion in humanitarian assistance to help get relief to millions of Ukrainians affected by the war in Ukraine. Many Ukrainian refugees will wish to stay in Europe, closer to their homes. But we've also will welcome 100,000 Ukrainians to the United States with a focus on reuniting families.
Addressing the summit via video, Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky said his military needed fighter jets, tanks, and improved air and sea defense systems as he warned Russia would attack NATO member Poland and other Eastern European countries. A White House statement issued Thursday said, between now and the NATO summit in June, we will develop plans for additional forces and capabilities to strengthen NATO defenses. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Canada will continue to increase its defense spending, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said on Thursday as he announced new sanctions against Russia over its invasion of Ukraine. After the NATO summit in Brussels, Trudeau told reporters that Canada would increase the pressure by sanctioning 160 members of the Russian Federation Council who facilitate the invasion of Ukraine. A statement from the Canadian government said in the coming days, Canada will also impose new prohibitions on the export of certain goods and technologies to Russia with the aim of undermining the capabilities of the Russian military. Well, North Korea has confirmed it fired a long-range missile. We get more on the story from Charles de Ledesma.
The missile aimed toward the sea will be the North's first such test since 2017, raising the ante in a pressure campaign aimed at forcing the U.S. and other rivals to accept it as a nuclear power and remove crippling sanctions. The launch extended North Korea's barrage of tests this year after nations said the country is preparing a flight of its biggest ever intercontinental ballistic missile. Japan's prime minister has told reporters the missile possibly landed near Japanese territorial waters, calling the launch an unforgivable recklessness. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Virginia Thomas, wife of U.S. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, sent weeks of text messaging imploring White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows to act to overturn the 2020 presidential election, furthering then-President Donald Trump's lies that the free and fair vote was marred by non-existent fraud. That's according to copies of the messages obtained Thursday by The Washington Post and CBS News. Ethiopia's government on Thursday declared an indefinite humanitarian truce effective immediately, saying it hoped to help hasten delivery of emergency aid into the Tigray region, where hundreds of thousands face starvation. Since war broke out in northern Ethiopia in November 2020, thousands have died and many more have been forced to flee their homes as the conflict has expanded from Tigray to the neighboring regions of Amhara. The conflict erupted when the government sent troops into Tigray to topple the Tigray People's Liberation Front, the region's former ruling party, saying the move came in response to a rebel attack, on army camps. For more news, please join us, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.